I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1027, Living Life to the Full. We're barely a week into 2023, and you've probably noticed I'm trying really hard to give us all a good foundation for the challenges ahead. One of my fears is that we'll be tempted to be a tumbleweed and just blow through the year, hither and yon, not noticing much or caring much or even loving much. Jesus never ever intended for us to be living a life that we just endure. He said in John 10:10, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. This podcast is about love, not loving a little bit, once in a while, occasionally, but loving to the full, loving God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. We've already talked about the unpredictability of the new year, and the odds are that something will hit us hard and will have the potential of getting our attention. Jim Wilson tells this about himself. He wrote, My doctor told me after my last radiation treatment, you're going to be one of the survivors. Though a doctor can't pronounce a cancer patient cured until the lapse of 5 years, I think he's right. I'm one of the lucky ones. I count myself lucky because of my return to health and because of the love of my family and friends. Friendship is so valuable that it cannot be repaid with anything. How could I ever repay the friend that comforted my son the day of my first surgery? He was so worried about his dad that he broke down in hives, and she was there for him. How could I ever repay the church that stood beside me while I couldn't preach? How could I ever repay the preachers that filled the pulpit? I never used to cry at weddings, but lately I choke up every time, especially while the bride and groom are exchanging vows. The words richer and poor, sickness or health, till death do us part, used to be ordinary words to me. The word cancer changed the importance of these words to me forever. I think Wilson's words are powerful, and they're powerful because we believe them. We know they're true, and some of you have lived them. But it doesn't have to be the C word. Other things get our attention that stop our tumbleweed existence and cause us to care. It might be the death of a loved one in the family, or a child moving out, or a retirement, or the change in your health, or a job trauma. It could be anything. And my plea is that we not wait until any of those things to happen before we start living in the moment, letting ourselves laugh and cry and love in the moment, not worrying about our glittering image, what others might think of us if they see our true feelings at the time. Jesus was not a pretender. He took little children in his lap and he gave them his full attention. He cried at the tomb of a friend. He had a good time at weddings, and he added to the refreshment table big time. Jesus promised his joy to the full because he wants us to live life to the full, abundantly. So here's the great question. What grade would you give yourself in living your life to the full? And what would it take to increase your GPA in that area? Let's pray this prayer by Joyce Rupp. We move so fast, God, and sometimes we see so little in our daily travels. Slow us down. Create in us a desire to pause. Help us to pursue moments of contemplation. Help us to see in a deeper way, to become more aware of what speaks to us in beauty and truth. Our inner eye gets misty, clouded over, and dulled. We need to see in a new way, to dust off our heart, to perceive what is truly of value and to find the deeper meaning in our lives. All of our ordinary moments are means of entering into a more significant relationship with you, God. In the midst of those very common happenings, you are ready to speak your word of love to us, if only we will recognize your presence. Teach us how to enjoy being. Encourage us to be present to the gifts that are ours. May we more fully be aware of what we see and taste and hear and touch and smell. May this awareness of our senses sharpen our perception of our everyday treasures and lead us to greater joy and gratitude. Grant us the courage to be our true selves. Help us to let go of being overly concerned about what others think of us or how successful we are. May our inner freedom be strengthened and our delight in life be activated. Life is meant to be celebrated, enjoyed, delighted in, and embraced in all of its mystery. Guide us to our inner child. Draw us to your playground of creation, God of life, so we may live more fully. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1028. And in the meantime, Trade in the tumbleweed life for the abundant life. And may you live this day and every day to the full.